Gift two, a broader view of God. Dr. Virginia Ramey Mollenkott.
The transgender presence in our congregations is a constant reminder of human diversity, and hence the much-needed diversity in religious language about God, the divine mystery that is beyond human imaginings and limitations.
Reverend Drew Phoenix.
The fabric between what has been and what can be dissolves. There is oneness. Let me share a quote from J.D. Salinger's Teddy. I was six when I saw that everything was God, and my hair stood up and all that, Teddy said. It was on a Sunday, I remember. My sister was only a very tiny child then, and she was drinking her milk, and all of a sudden I saw that she was God and the milk was God. I mean, all she was doing was pouring God into God, if you know what I mean.
Jacob Hero.
Once we've made it through the door, trans people can have a profound impact on faith communities, often encouraging a non- or multigendered understanding of God. As Justin Tanis explains, transgender people have a unique opportunity to witness to the gender of God. We who embody more than one gender within our lifetimes have learned something about our ability to hold both of these spaces within one body. If we, as human beings, can do it, surely God can do it. Patrick Calafia elaborated on the benefits of trans inclusion for faith communities. The biggest benefit comes from enacting the principle that God, Goddess, is love. The great spirit of creation did not make any of us by mistake. When we can embrace the fullness of that creation and see divinity in each of our fellows, we come closer to melding with divine love and being sustained by that power. On a more mundane level, transgender people are a tribe in spiritual exile. Yet we are also courageous, loyal, and ingenious people. We have a lot to offer a congregation where we are wholeheartedly accepted.
Raisha.
The three dimensions of my life have expanded exponentially over the last 10 years. I have found my faith again through mysticism. The acceptance of my transgender identity by my Sufi order's leader was a revelation in and of itself. Ironically, a lifelong struggle with multiple identities has brought me to a path of Sufism defined by the ideal of an identity-less existence. This is the mystic's world of oneness with Allah, whereby one uses all sense of oneself as separate or distinct from the ultimate reality and systematically works to annihilate all manifestations of identity, be they religious, cultural, racial, or social. There are no hierarchies of power, no regard for the matriarchal or patriarchal politics of religion. The only requirement is to strive to love, to know that love is the only ultimate truth.